site was the place of the two sisters, which are commonly known as Peggy and Christine, and that there, at the time of revival, they were 84 and 82 years old, and one of them was completely blind, and one had bad arthritis, so she was hunched up and crippled nearly. But what they were known for was their ability to pray continuously for hours upon end. And very often their light would be seen on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they would be deep in prayer, asking God to come. And that's how you saw that image there of a glow across the top of the houses. That when the presence of the Lord was there, they said he came across the house. And a lot of people mentioned that there was always a light when somebody was praying. Now, whether that was a reflection on the cloud or on the mist, we don't know. But we know that God was there. And that's the one thing that we want in our lives. We want God to be in our midst when we're praying. We want to invite him to come into our presence. We want his Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray, and what to pray, and when to pray, and for who to pray.
Yeah.
And that's very important. And these ladies that lived here, they had that gift. And it was a gift from God, and it's a gift you can receive from God. It's a gift that each and every one of us as Christians that believe in Jesus have the ability to do. And remember that. Doesn't matter how old you are, young, how, whatever, you can pray and you can ask God to intervene. You can be an intercessor. An intercessory prayer is so important because it stands in the gap of the things that are lost in this world by us turning away from God. Intercessory prayer is what Jesus now does for you and me in heaven. He intercedes when he sees you're in trouble. He intercedes when he knows you need healing. He intercedes when he knows that you need an awakening spirit to come into your life. He's there now. He's there now at this very moment, interceding for each and every one of you standing here. He's calling on his loving Heavenly Father to press down with his Spirit upon you, to come and show you all that he is.
Could you just lead us so that we can respond?
Yes,
lead us in prayer so that we can all respond with that heart's desire to be.
One of the things that the ladies liked, and you heard it on the video there, they felt inspired by the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. And the prophet Isaiah could see that there was a dead and thirsty land around him. And we live in a similar situation. Our friends, our families, our work folk, people around us, they're thirsty. But they're seeking that thirst to be fulfilled somewhere else, in the pleasures of this world. And that will not give them any fulfillment. And this is what they used to pray quite a lot. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. Now, we don't want it to rain today, but we want water from heaven to come down, don't we? So that, like Jesus says, if you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. And that water is from the Holy Spirit. It's a water of refreshment and renewal. And that's what we want to ask him for. So shall we pray?
Yeah.
Let's all pray then. God and our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that your Son Jesus is at your right hand right now, interceding for each and every one of us. And Lord, we place ourselves at your mercy. We place ourselves in your hands. And we ask, Lord, that you would intervene in our lives, that you would touch us afresh with your Holy Spirit, that indeed, Lord, you would come down now by your powerful Spirit. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit that comes into our lives when we trust in Jesus. Lord, would you come at this pivotal moment in our lives so that we would know you and we would be no longer thirsty. And the things of this world will all just fade away and we'll seek you completely. Lord, we bless you for this time. We bless you for all that you give us. But we ask for more. We ask for more in our lives. We ask that indeed, God, you would break through all the things that we've put in place to stop you from working in our lives. Lord, like that pile of stones that are there now, you would build us together. You would key us together so that we would become in a firm place on the foundation of you, O God. We would be able to build our lives on you. Build our lives on the rock that is Jesus, the Savior of the world, the King of the world, the Majesty, the one who died for us and saves us this day. Come, Lord, and speak to your people. Come and speak to your brothers and sisters, to your children. Reveal yourself in a powerful way, like you did all those years ago, like you did in the many revivals, like you did to these sisters that were here. Lord, we pray for our families, we pray for our friends, we pray for our brothers and sisters elsewhere, we pray for those who are lost and wandering in this world, seeking other things through material things. Pray that they might know your hand upon their lives. Touch them, Lord, with your hand. And may your Spirit come in a mighty way, in a blessed way.